The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Lindebach. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebach here on the 21st of January.
The day after the inauguration. So much to talk about this morning.
7:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Dave's at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Did you get a chance to look at the bike? I'm sorry, it's dirty.
Hey, it's really nice. Yeah, I could just spray it down.
Yep.
It'll be nice.
Check the tires.
Appreciate that.
Oh, definitely do the tires.
Yeah, check the tires.
So, been about, what, 6 years, seven years?
It must be at least that much. Linda got me a...
That was a birthday present.
A mountain bike, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, and it's been used once.
yeah, but just look at you like, oh, my God, the dog is shedding.
Oh, my God.
We bring in Buford. You know we do. And, you know, when you've got on a dark flannel shirt, you know, anyway, we all know what that is. It's, but, you know, your fur baby starts to take over. There's no doubt about it. 7:06 in the morning. How are you all this morning? It is the day after the inauguration. We're going to give you a quick update with the weather.
It's got static electricity into it, too. I'm shocking myself.
I don't know, but it's all over.
I'm not going to wear...
We have a roller in there. It's 32 degrees outside. I can't... I had to double check that because it doesn't feel like it's that chilly outside, but it looks like we're going to go up to about 58 today with overnight lows of 41. I got to double check on that. Do you think that that's correct? One more time.
I think it was pretty chilly out there. Okay, of course, the big news from yesterday was the college football playoffs. I guess there are a couple other things going on. But the college football playoffs were last night, and
you really wanted to watch that too.
Well, I did, and in between you and me changing the channel to go over and look at what things going on in inauguration, but Notre Dame took the ball at the beginning and pushed it all the way down the field and scored against Ohio State, and I thought this could be a good game, and then Ohio State came back and scored three times with. And, but then in the second half, unfortunately in the last quarter, the, you know, Notre Dame came back and, you know, it scored two touchdowns with 2-point conversions and got within striking distance. But Ohio State is just a juggernaut. I mean, their quarterback's great and they've got running backs that are just, you know, they're pro caliber right now. And, you know, so anyway, Ohio State won. But Notre Dame put up a valiant battle.
And that's what you want.
I'm not a Notre Dame graduate or alumni or anything like that, but you want to see a good game and you thought, oh, it's going to be a blowout. But no, they came back and fought them.
I admire
both teams. You know what I noticed right at the beginning of it? In the first minutes they got out there it was first down and both teams were coming out in the field. Some of the guys were out there, some of the players were out there shaking hands with each other, the other team.
Before they started.
Yeah. And I thought, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then in one case, a receiver and a cornerback were racing down the field. They were fighting for the ball. Neither one of them caught it, and they got up and they shook hands. And I thought, you know, I have not seen that. And maybe I haven't just been paying attention, but the cameras didn't catch it. But I thought, you know, that's cool. These are two teams that respect each other.
And
here
maybe,
they are playing for the championship.
Yeah, and it's college. So it's maybe college. It's, you know, even though they're starting to get paid.
Even though some of them are making millions of dollars, it's still college.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, no, it is 32 degrees outside, and it looks like we're going to be around 59 today. We have these beautiful clear days.
No blankie on the horse.
Yeah, 41 degrees tonight will be, no, overnight lows will be again 32, actually. And tomorrow looks like we have around 71. So we do go up with our warm day tomorrow. Jeez, how nice is that? 71, overnight lows of 47. And now Thursday looks like it's cloudy. You know, as we just progress through the week, it's in the 60s and really no rain ahead of us. That's just the forecast. It looks beautiful, 65, 56. You know, as the weekend comes up, 56, 60. Still beautiful days. Now, I definitely like it when it's chilly because I like to layer and it feels good to just, you know, wear your scarves and your mittens and your gloves. And no, by the afternoon, it's just, you know, you have sun on your face and it's, you know, feels good to have a brisk day. All right, and the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, 365-3793, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Ooh. Shasta Gas Propane. That's where I was going. Shasta Gas Propane. So let's get to last night, or yesterday.
You know, we had 10 people from Shasta County were at the inauguration, Tanessa Audette. Perhaps we can get Tanessa on the show when she gets back and talk to us about the inauguration, her take on it.
We also had one of the chairs for the Republican tea, Jenny, she was there. And let's see, we got a couple other, I think Les was there. We'll find out. Yeah, you're right. It'd be very interesting because obviously when there's three balls and we tuned in last night. So anyway, a couple things that we cover. First of all, Melania Trump's hat. She was just stunningly stoic and beautiful. And what was really cool about, I think, the statement of that hat is that it was this elegant, understated piece that meant that it was just the perfect statement for this whole day. And when you think about the long day that they have, and something Carl and I we were reading about it yesterday, and the transfer team, Carl, he said, talk about the transfer team. There is, in 5.5 hours from the time the Bidens leave and the Trumps come into not just the Oval Office, the quarters, they have a 110 staff team that packs up all of Biden's stuff and puts in all of Trump's stuff, where they walk in, there are no boxes. They come in like they've lived there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
all of their personal belongings.
All the furniture in the Oval Office is brand new. The 47th,
the seal
is put in the floor. Mm-hmm. All the pictures are gone. All the mementos are gone. I mean, they've got empty trucks out on the South Lawn being filled up and full ones coming in being taken out. So in 5.5 hours, they totally transformed the White House. And if you don't, I mean, whoever's running that should be the Secretary of Transportation.
Yeah, they said it was like it's like a ballet that each person has a very, very specific job. And then boom, you just have to, can you imagine that? That kind of reminds you of like, you know, how, when you watch, dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, like Mission Impossible where they pull up the face and it's somebody else and they do all this stuff. They create a complete fake facade. I mean, it reminds you that it can be done. You know, it is done. And that, you know, then he comes after, the inauguration and of course the parade. I kind of thought it was very, for me, it was very interesting to watch it in the rotunda, watch it indoors. You saw like the justices, you saw people's faces, you saw, it was more of a controlled situation. And of course we need to applaud as well as everybody all of across the internet land applauds Carrie Underwood and her professionalism. I've been there before. All of us have been there before, and that's where you got to get your legs. You've got your professional legs.
Her music or mic wasn't on. Something
no,
was.
She had it went on momentarily. There was a long pause. Went on momentarily, like da-da-da, whatever it was, and then it stopped. And then, you know, you could hear you see the room start to shift. Well, what are you going to do at that point? Well, if you know the song, if you know the words, sing with me. And it was beautiful because that's how
people
it's done.
People did sing.
And she was on pitch, of course, and she just took control because I don't care who you are, in the most highly anticipated moment, there you are. So, you know, hats off to her we're going to go talk about this more in the next segment. You know, there's a lot of stuff to cover about what happened. And right after he rescinds 78 Biden executive orders.
Immediately.
We
need to take a quick break. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the break and we're going to come back and talk about Biden's final slap at the United States. when we come back. And then we're going to talk about the things that Trump said. He said, I promised I'm going to do these things, and he's already started doing them. And it's got some people all excited, both good and bad. So this portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Oh, yeah.
She's been doing insurance since 1993 and financial management. She's got two divisions in her company. One, of course, is insurance, and the other one's financial management. And if you're looking for the newest or most up-to-date information on what's going on in insurance in our state, you need to go see Judy Maxwell. If you're looking for a second opinion on any financial matters, now, of course, with the new Trump administration coming in, go to Judy Maxwell. Both times, you know, you can get free review and evaluations of your insurance and your financial management just by giving her a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We do business with Judy. In fact, we're going to go over and see her tomorrow about insurance matters. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Happy New Year! Mayor Redding from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:20 in the morning here on the 21st. All types of things were happening yesterday. Of course, Martin Luther King birthday. The people in Reading met at the New County Hall. And then they marched down to Sequoia School where there was events going on there. Then, of course, the inauguration yesterday, the oath of office, and then the beginning of 200 executive orders. Now, while Trump was in the process of getting of being sworn in, Biden made his final pardons. And he pardoned his whole family, his brothers, his sisters, their families, going all the way back to 2014. Now, it was just the final kind of like, yeah, I'm going to do it. We're going to talk about Trump's pardons here in a second too. But he's protected his whole family now from anything. And frankly, I probably won't even use, I can't imagine using Biden's name anymore because it's over. His presidency is over. Now we've got to do is try to recover from some of the things that happened during the presidency, maybe the border, especially the border. But it was the final gotcha. Now, he also did one other thing that is a tradition. He left a letter for President Trump. They always do that.
I guess they leave a letter in the desk.
Now, there's an old saying in the Marine Corps. We had this inspection. It's called the FASMO. That's when like 7 or 8 experts, and different logistic things come into your unit, whether it's a company, a battalion, whatever. But they bring in like 7 guys. Well, I had a independent duty group consisting of like, I think there were 6 Marines plus me. So, it's, you know, an officer and 6 enlisted. So we had 7 and they came in with 7 or 8 inspectors. And I'd only been there for, I think that was my 2nd month after taking over. And frankly, they just tore us up. Everything down to the leather grommet in your coffee pot needs to be replaced. That was a finding of fact. And then you have to take everything they write and you have to address it in the sense of, you have to fix everything that they find. I mean, a tent that may have had one of the grommets in that had torn. Okay, all of that. They got everything. I mean, they were thorough. And so the old joke around the Marine Corps was, when you come in, your predecessor will give you 3 letters, and the first one is for the IG, the Inspector General, comes down, and you open it up and you say, hey, I just took over. And, you know, and we'll get this fixed. And then the second one is the commanding general's inspection will come down. And then you open up the second letter and it says, hey, we're in the middle of reorganization and all this is being done. And then the third letter is for FASMO. When you open up that letter and it says, if you're reading this letter, write 3 letters because you're going to be relieved. So, it was an old joke, but if you're in the military, you understand exactly what I mean. So I wonder what it was in Biden's letter to Donald Trump.
I don't know.
Was it a nice letter or was it something that said essentially, you know, good luck.
I don't know, but you know the thing, I have to say, I cringed with the things, with some of the things that Trump said, knowing that
during his speech.
Yeah, Biden and Harris and all the presidents were there behind him. He had his back to, you know, I know he's reading the teleprompter, but I just feel that
it could have been a more inclusive as opposed to an attack.
You know, just not so scathing. You know, anyway, a couple things here I want to talk about before the executive actions. Among the immediate orders, Trump pardoned more than 1,000 people charged in January 6th. We knew that was going to happen, attack on the U.S. Capitol. The full, complete, and unconditional pardons extend to people who were convicted of some of the worst crimes committed on the day of... Now, this is CNN, and, by the way.
Yeah, and some of them were commuted, but CNN, he essentially turned everybody loose.
What I like about the CNN is I like to go to the five things you need to know today. But there's things that they don't cover. But this is... Trump also declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border, triggering the U.S., the use of Pentagon resources and personnel that will be deployed and used to build the border wall. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement and the World Health Organization. I want to know more about that.
Well, here's...
I want to know why we were in the Paris...
Climate Accord.
Climate, well, and I want to know what that meant.
It started with Obama, and we sign up for this, and then we pay lots of money. And we're supposed to, the whole idea is to drop the level of carbon dioxide that's in the atmosphere. So,
gender identity.
Know, the fact is that we could, the United States could, you know, run our economy. We could force everybody to have an electric car, blah, 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 blah. China and India are opening up coal-fired plants every week because they need electricity. And like the one Indian diplomat said, which one of my villages do you want to tell they can't have electricity now?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're using coal, because that's the only thing we can use. That's the level we're at now. We are not at the solar, we're not at the wind farms, we're not at that. So what else do you want us to do? So that's, I mean, we can't impose our electrical or our climate things that we're doing on these other nations. They're just going to ignore us anyway. Plus, we pay a lot of money for it.
Well, under gender identity, what's going to be happen as of 2022? U.S. citizens have been able to select X as the gender marker on passports in an expansion of LGBTQ+ rights. Now, all government agencies will ensure that official documents, including passports, visas, and global entry cards, actually reflect the holder's sex. The executive order says, adding that sexes are grounded in a fundamental and incontrovertible reality. All right, just so that, you know.
Well, he said there's two sexes, male and female. That's it.
But through the years, there's been a place to put other.
Well, it's been in the last 4 years, and listening to the talking heads last night, one person that was involved in this says, it's not just the, you know, he can say that, but it's got to be, you know, it's got to come from the people that, you know, the nation. I mean, if one of the states votes to say you can do that, you know, can... what's going to happen? Says, oh, yeah, you can put down X.
And by the way, also on the top news of five things, members of the Teamsters Union have authorized a strike against Costco on February 1st unless they reach a deal with the warehouse retailer before the current contract expires on January 31st. The union said 18,000 Costco workers are set up to strike on 56 of the company's warehouse stores spread across five states. That's after 85% of members voted to authorize a strike. In addition to disagreements on wages and benefits, the union said Costco had rejected proposals dealing with the seniority pay, paid family leave, bereavement policies, sick time, and safeguards against the surveillance. Costco did not respond to a request for comment on the strike vote. So my thought is that if that happens here, you better go get your Costco run in before the 31st.
That's true. Okay, we're going to take a break. Now, when we come out of the break, we're going to be playing a love song, and that's our big Valentine's Day
package.
It includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko's Asian Bar and Grill,
where you can have dinner on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. There's a booth right in the front selected for the winner of this package, where Pat Karch is going to play the piano. It's beautiful in there. And
then
great,
just
going to
sing some songs.
Do some love songs. We're actually there to have dinner and enjoy, but I'm going to get up and do some of my favorite songs because Pat's there and it's a beautiful grand piano.
You also get one dozen long stem roses valued at about $135, and then two dozen truffles. Chocolate-covered truffles, and two tickets to Chocolate After Dark, which is February 7th. That's why we're going to draw this on February 3rd, and all you have to do is when you hear the song, the love song coming out of the break, is give us a call at 530-605-4567-66 or 65.
I just think it's important that you know that these long-stemmed roses are valued at $146. We talk about
$146.
And it's from the Reading Florist. So you could also visit them online, but someone's going to get this beautiful package.
All
so give us a call right now.
Right after the break.
After the break when they hear the song. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dasa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jones's Fork Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fork is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fork, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears.
This is the love song. Call 530-605-4567. Be
this
injured.
Is one of the most beautiful songs. Now,
I know you haven't made your mind.
Okay.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. If you call and you're close to it, David will help you. Right, David? Yes, David's in here nodding his head. He will help you if you get close to the song. So give us a call, 530-605-4567.
I can tell you who wrote it.
Okay. Was it the person that's singing
it? No.
Well, who's singing it?
I'm going to tell you right now. It was written by Bob Dylan.
Oh, okay.
When you think, when you sing the lyrics or when you look at the lyrics of that song, they're so poetic. Anyway, I wrote it for Time Out of Mind, released in September 1997. So it was a later in life that he wrote that song to make you feel my love.
Okay, people are calling.
And it's considered a standard in the 21st century. That's now.
I don't remember. Anyway, President Donald Trump pardoned nearly all January 6th defendants on Monday night. He signed off on releasing more than 1,500 charged with crimes. Or I don't think 1,500 people are in jail for this. But he did commute the sentences of people who've been up to 20 years in prison. And he called them hostages. So, you know, people that assaulted police officers in this and were found guilty or pled guilty to this, I look at it like this. This was, you know, they talk about the riots in Portland. I'm going to piss off people. But riots in Portland, riots in Seattle, yes, there were. And what was done, you know, practically nothing, you know. You know, things burned, policemen injured, you know, first responders injured and all of this. And there's a difference between burning down a police station in Portland and attacking, you know, coming into the Capitol and damaging that, trying to stop the proceedings of a president, whether you agree with the election or not, to try to stop that. And people that injured policemen in this, they pled guilty or something, they were sentenced to jail. Now, 4 years in jail, and for some of them, you know, one guy got sentenced to 20 years for seditious conspiracy. You know, the ones that, you know, that came into the Capitol and they got them for misdemeanors. Okay, ones who took things like stuff off a desk or, you know, that there was, you know, doors were damaged, those kind of things.
There's absolutely no excuse whatsoever.
There was no excuse for that.
For any
nothing,
kind.
Nothing. Never shouldn't have not ever happened.
By the second anniversary of the attack, nearly 1,000 people had been federally charged. By August 2024, more than 1,400 people have been charged with federal crimes related to the attack, and over 900 of them have been convicted. Now, it was a mob scene. We know that there were three or four people here that were in Redding that were at this event. Didn't even know what was going on, and yeah.
They were at the rally, but they did not go to the Capitol. There was a big difference there. The ones that went to the Capitol broke the windows, got into fights with the police. One person that had broken in there was killed by a Capitol Hill policeman. You hear this that, police officers died. That was not true. There was a police officer that died the next day from a heart attack in the police station. The rhetoric. Now, the part that when they did the January 6th investigations on Capitol Hill, we're finding out that evidence was suppressed, that witnesses were tampered with, and all this. Well, it doesn't make any difference because Biden pardoned everybody that had anything to do with the January 6th investigations, Cheney, Schiff, all those people. He just pardoned them.
Well, according to justice.gov, approximately 452 defendants, listen to these numbers, Carl, have been charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers or employees, including approximately 123 individuals who have been charged with using a deadly or dangerous weapon or causing serious bodily injury to an officer.
Yeah.
Approximately 140 police officers were assaulted.
Yes.
On January 6th. I would call this a riot. Okay, about U.S. Capitol Police and about 60 from the Metropolitan Police Department. Approximately 11 individuals have been arrested on a series of charges that relate to assaulting a member of the media or destroying their equipment on January 6th. Approximately 1,186 defendants have been charged with entering or remaining in a restricted federal building or grounds. Of those, 116 defendants have been charged with entering a restricted area and with a dangerous or deadly weapon. And this goes on about the criminal charges. This is in justice.gov. So you can understand how, if your family was in that, let's say you were in the middle of this mob scene and you were injured or somebody came at you and you were in the middle of feels like a riot, things are crashed and people are out of hand and they're beating and
they're crashing and trying to break through doors.
And so, you did time, but then you were pardoned. I think I can understand how a lot of people are upset about it.
Well, the thing is, the people that entered the Capitol but were not part of that destructive group, I think was a large number of that. But they all were charged with federal crimes. And I can understand those. But I really think there should have been two tiers of this on these pardons. For the people that were just there in there, okay, fine, your life, you've pled guilty to a federal misdemeanor. A dangerous weapon was at you were carrying a flag of some kind, and the staff is considered dangerous. Now, there were people there that were there to destroy things. Those people should have gone to jail. And he pardoned everybody. So I would think, and to me, there could have been 800 of them. I mean, because they've been going through this for since November. But President Trump said, hey,
it's not
every one of them.
It's
and
not a
pardon them.
It's not a tit for tat or dot for dit or whatever you want to call it.
That was a promise he made.
That was a promise he made
on the campaign trail. I'm going to release these people.
I'm saying for the pardons that Biden, with so many really criminals, I mean, we haven't really looked up some of the criminals that he pardoned that murdered.
Well, he didn't pardon them. What he did was, if they were on death row, he commuted their sentences to life imprisonment, which infuriated a lot of people.
All right, thank you for the clarification.
Child murderers, rapists, and all this.
There were though 718 did plead guilty to a variety. So 718 and approximately 213 have pled guilty to felonies. And another 505 have pled guilty misdemeanors. I'm just looking up the numbers, because
I understand. We're not even arguing. We're agreeing.
Yeah.
But those people, some of those people have been in jail since, the first month. Because they were there, because they entered in through a window or something, they got, 3 years in jail. And longer.
Well, that's
anyway,
the first thing that comes
thing
up
is,
on the executive orders. That's the first thing when you look at headlines is that he, that his executive actions, 78 of Joe Biden's policies, the immediate orders, He pardoned more than 1,000 people, not the entire people, more than 1,000 people, not the full, complete, unconditional pardons. He declared a national emergency at the U.S. border, and they withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement and the World Health Organization. Then he also talked about the gender identity, and then, of course, also in our headlines, we talked about the ski resort fire in Turkey, killing 10 people, Costco strike, and, of course, the winter storms. The winter storm, again, it's just we've had once-in-a-generation winter storm sweeping the South, and that's also in our headlines. And number eight, yes, we're going to take a break. That's how many suspected arsonists have been arrested in Southern California since two massive wildfires erupted in L.A. Eight.
Eight
so,
arsonists.
Yeah.
Well.
That's terrorism to me. Well, we got to take a break.
Arson to you has always been terrorism because of what it does to people. And, you know, I'd have a tough time arguing against that. I mean, it's to start fires, you know, during when these things are going on and they're just enhancing these fires, that to me could be come under the term terrorism. Hey, if you're looking for a change in your career or to start a career in the healthcare industry, Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels. Competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. Shasta Regional Medical Center, just go to their website, ShastaRegional.com, and click careers in the main menu. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here, and we'll be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Well, good morning and welcome back on this Tuesday, 7:50 in the morning. It's the 21st of January. What is going on, folks? Yep, we're going to have, it's 32 degrees. So it's probably about 33 or 34 now, hopefully, because the temperatures today are going to be around 58, overnight lows of 41. We have a beautiful forecast ahead of us, and the weather's always brought to be our friends in Shasta. That's Shasta Gas Propane. David's at the helm. At 8 o'clock hour, we have, our wonderful friends from, Wind River Resort, the, Redding Rancheria, and we're gonna be talking about a lot of stuff. We love having them on, talking about what's going on with them. And Carl, so we've not been arguing. We've just been talking about some of the pardons and a new game changer.
Yeah, this was my opinion. Here's the other thing too is already you're seeing, the Democrats. Or talking heads, I should put it this way, on the stations, MSNBC and CNN, mainly MSNBC, that have just started the attack again. And the thing about it this time is this is Trump's, this isn't his first rodeo anymore. And I would hope, you can only pray, that he will reach out. He will try to be a unifier. Now, but you got to give him a chance. You just got to give him a chance to see. Now, pardoning those 1,500 people, okay, but then you had, I don't want this to sound like a child's argument.
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, you did it, so it's okay for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. You know, we've got to get well above that. But the one thing I do want to talk about is the Commander-in-Chief ball.
Oh, yeah.
That we saw last night.
Right.
Where it's a military. It's all the military is there. They had the Marine band there, the president's own band. They had the senior enlisted that were really kind of running the thing. And then President Trump came out and kept his speech on track for the most part for about 5 minutes. But he and Melania come out. And they dance, you know, the music's playing, and got in one of the Marines.
And she's gorgeous. Everything about her is just.
One of the Marines are singing, and then,
Elegante.
J.D. Vance comes out with his beautiful wife, and they're dancing, and then these four,
that was
enlisted,
great.
Four enlisted, military came out, and they danced then, the staff sergeant and the Marine danced, the female danced with, J.D. Vance, Melania danced with, I think a soldier, it was like 6'6". Uh-huh. So they all danced with, you know, a member of the enlisted ranks. And I tell you what, the place went crazy. I mean, they probably do that all the time, but I've never seen it before. But it was a heck of a celebration there. And then the one that, the big one, I guess, is, or the other one is that Starlight Ball.
Yes.
He has the Liberty Ball and the Starlight Ball.
Yes.
I guess the Starlight Ball is invitation only but I did notice that all the members of the military that were in the Commander-in-Chief had a placard around their neck, you know,
right.
You know, that they had been, you know, that they were supposed to be there and other people just weren't. So, anyway, so the Liberty ball and the Starlight ball, and it was the thing that is so wonderful about our country. I mean, there's a thousand things that are so wonderful about this nation is the peaceful transition of power where Biden and Trump were diametrically opposed to many things, as was Vice President Harris. diametrically opposed to things and to Trump, just period, that Joe Biden shook his hand, welcomed him into the White House. They, you know, they take this ceremonial tour of the White House. I mean, he's already been there once, but hey. But it was a peaceful transition of, if not the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, and a completely different political agenda.
Completely.
Completely different. And that peaceful transition of power. That is so beautiful. And, you know, it doesn't happen everywhere. So, the only thing I hope is that Trump does reach out, that we do kind of all get together about what we can do to move our country forward. You know, blunt the rise in prices of everything, drop the cost of gas and fuel, which then will also blunt inflation. Seal our border. Trump made the statement. He says, "I'm not against immigration at all. We are a nation of immigrants, but you can't just have an open border where you have." You know, this is from Biden's administration, 1.5 million criminals out there on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, they just, you know, we've got to close the border and we've got to fix the infrastructure. And we have to, and one of the things that Trump said I found extremely, I was extremely satisfied with, take control of our forest and try to mitigate the wildfires. In other words, get in there, clear out the brush, all this stuff. I mean, those are hundreds of thousands of jobs to do that. Let's go to the phone. Roberta?
Robert?
Oh, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of things real quick, and I couldn't agree with you more, Carl, as far as coming together and then some of the cleaning out the forest, hopefully some things that we can agree with.
Yeah.
but I think a couple of real problems that are going to have to be solved with regards to what you guys were just talking about, the riots of, 2019 and 2020 from BLM led us to what happened in D.C., They taught us that that was okay to react that way by not prosecuting anybody on the previous riots. So that's a very dangerous precedent to set. You either have to have the same curriculum for what's a riot and what will be prosecuted or not. And I think that's the the fact that Trump pardoned the J6ers, I think, is very dangerous because of that, because I understand why he did it. I understand the need to balance it out a little bit, but it's nonetheless very dangerous. And the other very dangerous thing, I think, is how we're getting to this point to where we're governing by executive orders. It started essentially with Barack, Mr. Obama, and it's only gotten worse. It's only, we've gotten to where now, like Trump signing all those executive orders yesterday. And again, I understand he's just trying to balance the ledger, but what it's leading to is more dysfunction in government. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. It's the Chevron decision at the Supreme Court.
What?
Took away that ability for the just these nameless bureaucracies to make the laws. That comes under Congress, and I understand exactly what you're saying. If these things have to be done, it should be on the, it should be done in Congress, in the House of Representatives and the Senate, as opposed to just signing a piece of paper that says, oh, by the way, we're going to do this. No, I thoroughly understand and agree with you.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for listening.
No, it was a good phone call. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Well, when we get back, we've got Reading Rancheria. We're going to do a big, get some data from them on things that are going on, of course. And I'm going to remind everybody, on February 1st is the One Safe Place Crab Feed, and it's called Arches now. And if you haven't got your tickets, just go to their website and you can pick up your tickets. It's going to be a great, it's going to be a great event, and it does a lot of good. And we'll be right back after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump attending a church service getting underway just about now.
On this, his first full day in office, Donald Trump will attend a national prayer service at the Washington National Cathedral. It's a religious service the cathedral has held the day after the inauguration since 1933. In the afternoon, the president will host the Republican leadership teams from Congress before making what the White House calls a massive announcement on infrastructure.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The golden age of America begins right now.
President Trump getting down to business right away following his inauguration, signing around 200 executive orders and actions, among other things, issuing pardons to those who got caught up in the chaos at the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. Mr. Trump is pulling America out of the Paris Climate Accords and out of the World Health Organization. He's also trashing federal DEI programs and is unleashing domestic energy production, also has declared a national emergency along the southern border. In a vote that was unanimous, the Senate has confirmed former Senator Marco Rubio to serve as Secretary of State. They've already been shivering along the Gulf Coast, and it's far from over.
Frigid temperatures engulfing Texas and other parts of the South all the way down to the Florida Panhandle.
So we are looking for a significant winter storm, potentially a historic winter storm for portions of these areas.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches of snow. Meanwhile, people in the northern plains where some wind chills were negative 50 Monday to Maine, where wind chills were in the single digits and teens. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's top general has resigned, citing security and intelligence failures prior to the 2023 Hamas terror attack. On Wall Street, the Dow, 329 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Making America Great Again starts with making America healthy again. I lost 40 pounds with the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program, and 2 years later, I haven't gained a pound back. I started the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program because I needed to be healthy to keep up with my crazy schedule. Most people start a weight loss program to get healthier, so why is Big Pharma spending millions to convince you to use their weight loss injections that do just the opposite? Do your homework. Weight loss injections have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Take a natural approach that isn't connected to Big Pharma's bottom line. PhD changes the way you think about food. You'll learn to quiet cravings and finally release the unhealthy belly fat. PhD Weight Loss is leading the charge to make America healthy again. Text the word healthy to 717767 or visit myphdweightloss.com. That's the word healthy to 717767. It's worked for me. It'll work for you. 717767. Text the word healthy.
Mr. Petro has blamed Colombia's biggest active rebel group for the humanitarian crisis. He said members of the ELN had attacked a dissident faction of the FARC rebel group in the Catatumbo region, spreading fear and panic. Mr. Petro, a former Marxist rebel himself, said the ELN, or National Liberation Army, had become no more than a drug trafficking gang. He came into power in 2022, saying that within a few months he would sign a peace agreement with the ELN. On Friday, the president suspended peace talks between the Colombian government and the rebels.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Indonesian rescuers recovering the bodies of at least 17 people swept away in the flash floods or buried under tons of mud and rocks that have hit villages on the country's main island of Java. News and analysis, townhall.com. Teens accused of vandalizing a Wisconsin congressman's district office over the TikTok ban.
Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman had voted last April, along with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, for a bill that mandated TikTok's China-based parent company sell its U.S. operation by Sunday. Fond du Lac police say the fire was reported at 1 a.m. Sunday when the building was unoccupied. It was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. The man is being charged with arson. I'm Julie Walker.
Already experiencing biting cold, southeast Louisiana bracing for a rare winter storm. New Orleans is included in a winter storm warning that's been posted for the region, with snow and sleet in the forecast. In fact, the snow could fall at a rate of an inch per hour in some areas. Once the snow stops, temperatures are expected to plunge down into the single digits. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Lindebach with this Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot here on the 21st of January, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. Yeah, I know he doesn't have, you don't have a mic. I'm just saying good morning. Yeah, I'm getting thumbs up. And Linda's here.
Good morning, everybody. Of course.
Hello, Lindebot.
I have special friends in the house today, so I needed to come in on that Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. My You're people. Not,
this is your assignment
Love
today.
My friends here.
What's the weather look like?
Currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. It doesn't feel like that, though. I love these chilly mornings because we always like to bring out our clothes, don't we, girls? And we like to layer. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's just beautiful and brisk, and we're very blessed that we have where we live. And I just always feel like this time of year is great. It's new beginnings and just trying to catch up. And we can do it with clear skies at about 58 degrees would be our highs today, sunny and overnight lows of 41. Now, tomorrow calls for about 68, sunny skies. Throughout the rest of the week, I think we only have clouds on maybe on Friday. But, again, the weather looks like we're in the 60s throughout the rest of the week. No wet weather or rain ahead of us. Just a great forecast and beautiful skies here in the North State. The weather is brought to you by our friends at Anderson, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, that's Shasta Gas Propane.
Our guest today, Ray.
Why are you laughing at you?
I do my read my way.
She does her reads her way, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, is she going to say the name of the business?
Yeah, he is like a marcher. He's very rote.
But she doesn't do that all the time. A lot of times she starts off with,
right, yes,
well, that way we can make sure is that the reads happen and we get all the information.
I'm creative. I do my reads like
they're
a jazz
They're
singer.
So creative, sometimes you don't even say the name of
well,
the sponsor.
Well, no, you have to wait. You
She's
have to hang on.
She's working up to it. She's
Hang
yes.
on. So it's kind of like that spot in between the notes. I always equate it to music. Like, are you listening? And here's the bottom line. Boom. Shasta gas. Pooping.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We're here with Ray Rancheria and Tracy Edwards and Maria Orozco and Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year.
I didn't get my New Year's hug, Maria.
I know.
It's
coming.
I grabbed her in the other room. We're talking about this event coming up, but there's a lot of things, too, to cover.
So, how was starting a new year?
It is, yes.
Last year was quite the year.
It was, and we hit the ground running again.
Okay. Well, that's what we want to hear.
Did you just feel like it's a continuation?
It is, but we do force some time off. So we actually close our offices for a week, and then the clinics take turns closing down for a week. So we sort of force a break, which I think the employees appreciate. But that does mean when we come back full force.
Okay.
I think that's great, and it's really important, I think, for everybody to take time off and just really recharge.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, do what you need to do, get ready.
But you don't do anything with business. Right?
No.
It's just
no.
Try to get away from that, and that's kind of what we talk about.
I don't think we've been able to do that for 15 years, but we will.
There's been a couple
times. But we are always fielding calls. You know, we always seem
I just want my week.
Yeah.
Sometime this year.
You'll get it.
I do nothing.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, if the world just shut down for a week on New Year's, during New Year's?
And hit reset.
Yes.
And just hit reset, and we start all over fresh.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. And everybody goes, oh, all those things from before. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now start, just move forward.
Well, you guys have a lot going on that I just kind of want to jump in here before we get, you know, away from it, is that, it, you know, we always look at January as kind of starting to make we don't want to make, what do you call it, when you do New Year's resolutions, because that always seems to be, sets you up for, if you don't make your resolutions, then you feel like you failed. So you kind of maybe have one, two, or three things that you want to try to do. And it's always interesting because January starts to be like, okay, we've gone through the parties, we've gone through the gorging, we've gone through whatever, even if you haven't worked out as much. So January seems to always be traditionally a month that we start to look at self-care and look at health. And you guys are doing so much with your health clinic. I'm sure everybody's just really wanting to know what's going on that front. But you do have something to share with us about January 27th and your Head Start Child Care Program.
Do you want to do that, talk about that, Miranda? Oh, Miranda's mic's on.
That large, that mic over there, David. Okay.
Try it now.
Hello.
Nope. Oh, wait a minute. Turn her up.
Hello.
Oh, it's up all the way.
I'm here.
Okay.
Can okay. You hear me talk
now?
Louder.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. I'll just talk really loud.
Okay.
yeah, we're super excited about our Head Start program. It's expanding. So right now we have three classes. We have two Head Start classes and a childcare class that has kids all day long. And we're now opening up to younger kids. So from ages 1 to 3, we have a new classroom opening up at our Head Start program, which is great because it's a huge need in our community. We serve Native children. We include culture, history, and tradition of Native people in the program for Head Start. So we're excited to start that at an earlier age. And it's just needed for parents for their kids from an earlier age. So we're really excited for that. The new classroom for the younger kids will accommodate an additional 10 kids. So that'll bring the whole school up to 61 students, which is huge. And we're really excited about it.
And where is the school? Give us a visual of what this.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that the Head Start is actually at the end of the Redding Rancheria Road. It's right at the end of the cul-de-sac. So, you know, you turn onto Redding Rancheria Road, and the casino is the first thing that you see on the right side. You keep driving down a little bit farther, and you see the government tribal offices, which is where we all work. And then if you go down just, you know, 50 more feet, there's the Head Start and child care program at the cul-de-sac. From the road, you can see the playground and you can hear the kids playing. And it's a great location. A lot of our employees are tribal members that work at the tribal office, walk their kids down there in the morning and then walk right over to work. So it's really nice and convenient, and it allows our staff to be involved in what's going on with the Head Start. So.
And Miranda's a previous student.
Oh, okay. I was one of the very first students there in the first couple years, and then I also was a teacher there too for a few years during COVID, which was tough.
Right.
But it was super important to be there during COVID and reach the families. So it was. I have a special place for our Head Start program in my heart.
I like the name Head Start. I like the fact that you're doing kids from 1 to 3. That is just great. It's great for the kids. It's also great for the parents because they can, you know, sometimes it's just life is big and it's full. And if you have to work, it's really nice to have a place that you know that your kids are cared for in a way that they're being taught great things. And like you said, you've got to, you know, culturally... I just would love to be able to visit it sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. You should come down. I can walk you through. So Head Start is a federal program. There's Head Start, there's a Shasta Head Start. And so we follow the curriculum of the Head Start program. But because we're on the Rancheria land, we're also able to incorporate additional culture, teachings and learnings for the kids. So we get all of that Head Start curriculum and programming. So all of the kids, you know, get a great education, and then we get to cater it to our Native culture, which is so cool.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a proven fact. Now, I think everybody agrees that the earlier we can get our kids into a good atmosphere, of a learning atmosphere, the easier it is for them to finish high school mm-hmm. and then go on to something. And I'm not saying college, but that, you know, if they can read and yeah, the big thing is reading. If they can read well, mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's math and all this, but then that this launches them and, you know, just gives them a head start on mm-hmm. the rest of their education. And, you know, like I said, it's a proven fact.
Absolutely.
And then they can move on, you know, in their lives.
Yeah. And
with a good base.
Yeah. It's funny you were saying that because this week and last week was the Head Start Reading Challenge. So a lot of our staff gets to go down and say hi to the kids and read them different books. And it's nice for the kids to be read from someone new. They pay a little more attention when it's, you know, sure. a new face, not just the same teachers or adults that they're used to seeing. So getting to expose kids to, you know, reading in that way is really cool, too.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. There's only four branches. It's a small bank, but it's won national level awards as being one of the best small banks in the nation. 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff is one location, 1845 California Street, right down the street from us here. And 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cornerstone Shopping Center. That's the main branch and the newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura. Sponsored for many of our local organizations and events. You know, to me, we do, you know, we've got our business and personal accounts at Cornerstone. To me, it's like the Cheers of banks. You walk in and they know your name. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Jones's Fork Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fork is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fork, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fork will pay for your ammo background check.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloth, embroidered linen, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wonder if he's going to make your ball or...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios right here at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely. 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. In fact, they have been voted now for three years in a row, top of the
best in the North State.
Yeah. So that says a lot that, you know, they did our wedding rings, and we've been married 17 years now. So they've been sponsoring since the day we opened. We just sent everybody we know that they've been great. And so anyway, Four Winds Jewelry.
You know, it seems just like yesterday.
I know. If you want your watch or a prong on your, you're just worried. So you need to go and get your jewelry updated just like you have your tires rotated. Keep it updated, bud. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay.
And we're here with Reading Rancheria and Tracy Edwards, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. And we're talking now. Let's talk about Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, Jack Potter is known by everybody.
Yes. Our chairman. Yes.
The chairman of
tribal chairman.
Tribal chairman. But he was back in D.C. and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I think it made the cover of New York Times.
It did?
A photo of him,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about that. Yeah, what was that about?
Yeah, Jack's actually back there right now, too, at the inauguration. But in November of 2023.
You know what? I think I saw him. I thought he'd be dancing out there. I saw he had YMCA.
If we're lucky, we'll get another live video like he had at the rodeo. His live videos are, you know.
The best.
Lots of hits.
Let's hope it wasn't like...
Not the same kind of ride.
Of course, the stagecoach ended up great, Jack.
Jack was...
I've never seen anybody go through something like that when you see everybody else around him are pretty much shaken up, and Jack jumps off and says, yeah, I'm ready to do it tomorrow.
He was full of grace.
Well, full of grace, but he was shaken up.
Yeah. You never get to watch something like that happen, but then to get to watch it from his point of view on his phone live.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Washington.
Yeah.
So he's in Washington.
He was there about a week or two. I think it was maybe a week ago. I need to give the shout out to the Pitt River Nation. Back in November of 2023, the Pitt River Nation, under the Antiquities Act, they launched a campaign to protect Medicine Lake area. So President Biden signed that into law, and the Medicine Lake area is now known by its traditional name. We've had lots of discussion this morning, Satitla. Satitla. I want to make sure I say it right. Satitla.
I know, but when I saw it, I thought, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Satitla, and that means Obsidian Knife Lake. So that is the new name.
And it means what?
Obsidian Knife Lake.
Obsidian Knife Lake.
Yes, that's in the Pitt River traditional language. So Jack got to accompany the group, the Pitt River group back there, and he was invited onto the stage when the president signed this into law. There were two other sites don't ask me the names of those, not in our area and different parts of the country. So he was invited onto the stage to represent our area when this was signed. And when the president went down the line to shake everybody's hand, Jack was able to gift him with one of his personal sashes, and they were able to snap some amazing pictures. And so there's,
Let me just say this, and Jack is such a spontaneous person.
He really is.
I mean, we've been with Jack, and we're not sure what's going to happen.
Neither are we, right? Right, ladies?
Right.
But for somebody to do this, because if you give a gift to the president or his family, I mean, this goes through a paper trail like you can't believe. And then tell us, you know, Jack said, can I?
Yeah, he asked the president if he could gift him this, and President Biden said absolutely. And so he bent down, and Jack was able to put it right onto his neck.
And this is the sash that went over his shoulder.
It's a beautiful sash. Yeah. It's hand beaded. It was, gosh, like 5 feet long at least. So the amount of time something like that takes to make is incredible.
And there's no price tag on it, of course.
No.
But because it's personal,
right?
Joe Biden gets to keep this.
Well, our understanding is that he, Joe Biden personally gets to keep it. Yeah. Jack personally presented it to him. So, you know, as
total surprise to everybody.
It was,
Secret Service were reaching for their machine gun. No, it wasn't like that. But
you can go on Facebook and see his wonderful picture.
But you said there was a photo in the New York Times.
Yeah, so Jack called us all the next day, and so the photos that Jack was able to capture, and I think we've got them on our site, and Jack's got them on his personal social media, wound up on the front of New York Times.
That's
so
just fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there are some really good pictures there, and it's beautiful.
And by the way, Jack came home.
He came home and turned around and went right back. So Jack, along with three of our tribal council members, traveled back for the inauguration. I talked with him yesterday. They were not one of the 400 people selected to go into the to watch it personally. So they do watch parties, and then they attend a gala. So there's always a gala at the Native American Museum that we've attended.
There's balls. I mean, everybody knows there's three, the Liberty Ball and the Commanders in Chief Ball and the Starlight. But there are many galas that are going on. And I mentioned one of them, the Medal of Honor recipients has one. And then now there's one at the Native American.
Yeah, there is. I've been able to attend two of those at the Native American Museum. So you get to put on your long gown and everybody's walking around the street. It's pretty amazing to go to that night. Yeah.
I've never been back there. You know, for the biggest thing, great photo.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, these are wonderful pictures.
But the biggest thing I've been to was the Marine Corps Ball for Nathan and I. You know, we take over this big hotel. But just in imagining all of these different galas that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, great. Anyway, well, congratulations to Jack.
Yeah. And I do want to I want to make sure that we give Pitt River Nation the credit for working on this. They have worked very hard on this, and so want to give them the success. And we just luckily got to tag along and go with them. I mean, we worked with them on this, but you know, want to give them the shout out.
Well, good for you. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sure that's always. So that's what we love about you guys.
Anybody
because
heard from
it's
Jack
a team.
Lately?
Yeah, where's Jack?
Where's
Jack?
Call
us. I talked with him this morning and so that I could make sure that I pronounced Sashitlo right.
Okay.
So I believe in D.C. and probably on his way back soon.
Have we, not to get political or anything, but do you expect to have a good relationship, with the Bureau
We're hoping so. We're hoping. We're keeping track of who the potential nominees are. And like I've said before, Native issues are nonpartisan. Native issues are, you know, all across the board, and we need to work across the aisle on whatever those issues are. We are hopeful that the new administration will be something that we can work with. We're planning on it.
Sure.
And we work. Doug LaMalfa has been... he's been amazing for us, and he, you know, I believe that he'll be able to help us work through everything we need to work through. So, like I say all the time, tribal issues are nonpartisan.
No, absolutely. And, you know, if I had the power, and this doesn't affect the people up here, but I'm familiar with the Four Corners area down there in the Navajo Reservation. The fact that they still have to drive 200 miles to get water on that res, on the reservation, I can't figure it out. You know, obviously it's going to have to be deep drilling for wells, but even then the water may not be that good. Why, of all the billions and trillions of dollars we spend, we haven't put some kind of water source that goes into the middle of the reservation?
Well, and electricity.
And electricity.
I know our tribe, Jeremy from Redco, has worked on projects to get electricity back into the deep remote areas of the tribe. So there are natives living in this country still who don't have water and electricity.
No. And during COVID, they blocked them from, I think it was Farmington or Gallup, and they had to go to Grants. Mm-hmm. So because of the COVID thing. And, mm-hmm. and see, I don't understand that. That could be, you know, you want to talk about infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'll get off my horse. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, barbershop. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It is a barbershop. It is my barbershop. And I unabashedly will say I've never had a bad haircut there. And because they are so good, there's a lot of people that go there. So I make an appointment by giving them a call at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment so it works on my schedule. Go down there, get my haircut, chit-chat with everybody, and then that's it. Cypress Square Barbershop. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967 off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Redding Rancheria, but we'll also be right back with the love song. Call in, name the love song, and you win that fantastic Valentine's Day package. $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill. And if you decide to eat on Valentine's Day, they're going to have a booth reserved for you where you can watch and listen to Pat Karch play the piano and Linda get up and sing a few songs. You get a dozen long stem roses.
From the Redding Florist. Two dozen
chocolate truffles.
Chocolate truffles and tickets for Chocolate After Dark. So you will be put in a drawing that will be held here on the air on February 3rd.
That's so right. So now. You can plan your events there. So give us a call, 530-605-4567, 4566, or 4565.
And David's standing by. When you know the name of the song, give us a call.
And you're going to hear it when we come back out of this break. We'll be right back.
Moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
This is the love song. Call in 530-605-4567. If you can name that song, you're entered.
All right. Now, also, by the way, if you don't make the, you don't get
the package,
there are tickets still available to see Wayne Newton.
Yes.
At, at the Rancheria on the 14th. They've opened up some tickets on the side, and I think they're like $55, so it's not...
$50 or $55?
Yeah, anyway, somewhere in there. It's still a good deal.
It is, yeah. We were excited. We had sold out the seating that we had, and I had just heard recently that we're opening up more seating, so...
Yeah.
Great. He puts on a great show. Linda has been a fan of his since, you were 19 or 20, mm-hmm. When you were with Dean Martin.
You guys remember the Mike Douglas show? Okay. Mike Douglas would... this is when they had the variety shows. So they had the Mike Douglas show that was like doing a live version in Las Vegas. So Mike Douglas would have obviously had a studio somewhere in L.A., but... it would be like the Johnny Carson, but it was a daytime show. Like Merv Griffin had a show, so Mike Douglas had a show. And that was the first time we did a performance where we actually worked alongside him and with Wayne. So after that, every time we performed, we would go see him, because of course he was the king of Las Vegas. And we would go see him, and he would bring, every time we performed, we would get a great, beautiful bouquet that Wayne would send up to our dressing room. So
that's cool. You should come over and say hi.
Yeah, he's a class act.
He might actually remember.
Oh, that's cool.
I know he'll remember the time.
I know it was many moons ago. He would say many moons ago.
So we've talked about Jack becoming the star.
Yes.
There where he usually does. We've talked about Wayne Newton and talked about Head Start. Where are we now?
Let's see. Well, we can talk about... I'll mention really quick, too.
Oh, and by the way, we're here with Radio Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Yeah.
And she's my darling.
And so what are we talking about?
Well, I'll mention really quick because we have some invitations going out in the community. The Reading Rancheria is starting its 10-year strategic plan. Again, this will be our third strategic plan. And what we do is we invite community members and we have staff, we have tribal members, we put them together. We have several events where people have a chance to put input on what does the next 10 years look like for the tribe. So if that doesn't show that we are not just doing this internally, it's important to us that people in the community have an opportunity to participate. And we have had the community participate in our last two strategic plans, and it's a great event. People
you know, have an input on what they think, what I'm excited about, and I don't know if we want to talk about that today. The only thing that we have not completed in all of our strategic plans has been our health village, and we are about ready to check that box.
Mm.
So I am very excited. We don't, Maria, do we have a date for a groundbreaking? I don't believe we do.
We will know after this morning.
Oh, yes, that's right. You guys are running off
to
a meeting.
Yes.
I'm hoping February. I'm saying February.
Next month.
Yeah, that will be groundbreaking.
It works that fast.
Yeah, we've been working on this for...
Oh, I know, for years.
30 years. So that hopefully we're breaking ground. We've been working with the city on getting our water and utilities there, and we're hopeful that that will go well and that we'll be
I think you've got some running. Pretty strong supporters in on the city council and the in the county.
Yeah.
In the sense of wanting to work with you and, you know, in an open atmosphere. You know, the best thing that I see about your 10-year plan with the nation is you put your plan together and you just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I love our government. I mean, I love my nation, but our government will go this direction for 4 years and then it goes diametrically opposed the other. So, you know, it's kind of, we're weaving. Where you all are on a straight line.
Yeah, definitely. And when we build on that and the health village has been the one thing that's been hard for us to get across the finish line. So I'm, like I said, I'm going to check that box and we'll get that done.
Well, perhaps next month we can get into a lot of the specifics.
Yeah, absolutely. We should have Glenn on and we can talk about everything that that'll provide.
You know, speaking of health, your clinics are still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
I have sent people down to your clinics, and they've been very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Our farrier,
having
all types of problems, but she came down to you all, and they're actually working through these.
Mm-hmm.
So
our doctors are amazing, and if you have the impression that we only provide services to Native Americans, that's not the case.
No,
we have our Turn Creek Clinic where we serve Medi-Cal and Medicare patients, and I did the State of the Tribe back in October, and at the last count, we're about 20,000 active patients that we serve in the community.
So now you've got a physician to go to, mm-hmm. and
two new pediatricians.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And a rheumatologist.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'd like to ask you on the air, because I know many people that we talk about the state of healthcare, and meanwhile, you guys are thriving, and some people are losing their people are going into different kinds of practices, like you know, cash
HMO,
only.
Yeah, HMO.
And so, when we think about the fact that if you're on Medicare, you just said the word Medicare. So, how would somebody go
Medicare
about
Medicare or Medicaid?
She said, didn't she say both?
She said Medicare and Medi-Cal.
Yes.
Okay, not Medicare.
Now you're putting me on
the
spot.
No, I don't mean to.
Well, because when you turn 65, automatically you've got to go on Medicare.
Yes.
So then you've got secondary insurance. If you've been with Blue Anthem or whatever, well, that becomes your secondary insurance. Medicare is immediately at 65. And there's certain places that, you know, if you've got a doctor you've had for years, like Carl goes to the VA, so he's had the same doctor, the same thing. But if you're going to different places and doctors are leaving and you're like, oh, my God, I don't really have my doctor, I need to start all over. So, you know, we hear such wonderful things about the doctors that are at Tribal Health.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the Turn Creek will see Medi-Cal patients.
Okay, Medi-Cal.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And so what we do is we do receive some federal grant money to run these clinics, but what we're obligated to do is put all of that money back into healthcare. So we don't pull a profit. You know, we don't make money off of this. What we can do is hire another doctor, increase our wages, add another program. So I think that's, you know, something a little different. We're not in this to squeeze out an extra dollar to pay, you know, the shareholders or something like that.
Well, Glenn must be doing a pretty good job down there because you're hiring doctors all the time.
We are, yes.
And a rheumatologist, I mean, those are hard to come by.
They are very hard to come by.
And being able to support our community like this, mm-hmm. and it's you've got three clinics. You know, of course, you've got the one up in Weaverville too.
Which
it could also be an art museum.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you walk in. I mean, it's pretty cool. But this is just another thing. And now the Health Village coming online, mm-hmm. breaking ground next month.
And if anybody has any questions, you can go to rrths.org, and it'll have all of the information of who you can contact and where you can go.
There you go.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
It's a game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, right down here at 1326 Market Street, with our window on the world right here. And you guys are sitting there chuckling. Yeah, this was, you know, your... It started in January. It started January 1st. So, because we're here with Ready Rancheria.
Yes.
Here with Tracy Edwards and Maria Roscoe and Miranda Edwards' favorite. And so... We've been talking about medical care. We've been talking about breaking ground next month on the health center.
Health Village.
Health Village. Jack being back in, and presenting, he wasn't there to do it, but he did. He presented President Biden with a sash that was completely off script.
And his personal sash. He said Spirit spoke to him to take off this, spiritual.
Yeah, take it off
sash and give it to him. So I love that. I just read that and thought I had to share that with our listeners.
We talked about Wayne Newton's going to be here on February the 14th out there, and you've had to open up more areas there for people because you sold it out. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, and Head Start. We talked about Head Start and how that's going. This is try it. Stick your face in.
Yeah,
just talk.
Yeah. So this week actually Friday at Wind River is going to be the Toast of Equity, and I'm super excited and proud that my mom Tracy is going to be honored at that event. So we're really excited for that one. Toast of Equity is a really cool program that they have. So we're excited. We're really excited for that one. And then always we are plugging our RCF, and Maria can talk a little bit more about that because she's been. That is her thing.
That's
she
your baby.
Forever.
That's your baby.
It is, and we're ready. We already have 28 tables sold.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out the room and how we can get more people. It'll be actually our first year of having the auction online, so more people can fit in the room, and you don't have to worry about things.
That works.
So does that mean?
At first, I didn't like it, but then it's pretty easy. The online stuff there. Yeah. Well, as long as whoever's running it doesn't push the stop button too soon.
Right, right.
In other words, no more bids.
So there'll be pictures. Of the stuff that you can bid on. All right.
For now,
that's
it's
the way
online.
It
looks.
Yeah. Okay.
You did on your phone.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to really advertise that a lot because that's people need to be prepared for that.
Well, you've already sold 28 tables, so how many can you put in there?
I have to figure that out because with such a fun theme, we're going to have, it's toga, and basically we're going to have a frat party decorated like Greco. So get ready to come and have fun and drink out of solo cups, and there's going to be games that you can do. I even thought, hey, Linda, what about a name that tune type thing?
Yeah.
Because... Linda Bott will be our entertainment for the night.
Well, it should be interesting. I've got a band that can really cover a lot of that.
Yeah.
Now, is it just toga? It's goddesses, too, so if you wanted to dress as a...
I have to comment, Carl. We got outvoted. I wanted the complete toga, but I think everybody's a little nervous about that.
You know what?
So we added a more higher class god and goddesses.
Okay.
So
but you and I, we're gonna be in togas. Right.
Yeah.
Are
you going to let your hairy chest show?
I don't know.
So that means he'd be a perfect Zeus.
He has been Caesar before.
That cost
we
him
did.
Out. That works well.
Yeah, he definitely.
I think you should go full toga and then lead the beer pong.
Yes,
crowd or something like that.
He's got a beer pong.
I played beer pong, and I'm ruthless in beer pong. So
I'd
as
like
long
to
as
see
you're
that.
On the other end of it,
I'm pretty good too.
After just the right amount of drinks, I'm pretty good at it. So I'll have to challenge you.
Okay. In the ones we play, the center one has got two shots of bourbon in it. If you've never played beer pong, look it up. But after you've hit that one a couple of times. The game's over.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. No, this is going to be a great event. We have people dress up. You just have a good time there. And
we have a good
last
time.
Year Barbie's was, I mean, that was, that
it
was.
It'll be hard to top that.
Yeah,
it'll
be hard to top it. That one.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why it's great. You come up with these themes. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is theme is everything, but it's also to honor those who solicited the funds. The year prior. So everybody, all nonprofits in 2024 are invited to come, and one of those organizations will receive the $10,000 gift. And it's not designated to anything. They can put it towards any program that they would like.
Mm.
And this is after they've already received a grant from the Rancheria already.
Yeah.
And these range, if you look at all the different, you know, different organizations in there, it's fantastic.
And they're always very, they're shocked. I think we do a really good job of keeping it a secret.
Oh, you do.
So
you
they
do.
Find out that night. And I mean, who would love to go to a dinner and walk away with an extra $10,000 for their program? So.
Right. It's super exciting. So we do have tables left, and you can give me a call, 530-242-4516. Or you can email me, maria.orozco@reddingrancheria-nancy.gov.
Now, what's the date?
The date is March 7th.
March 7th.
6 p.m., Event Center. Get ready to have a party.
Yep. So it's going to be March 7th. So you've got... there's probably maybe going to be, I don't even know how many people.
And Pat Karch and the band, they will be doing, you know, they've played a gazillion weddings and parties, so they can bring out all that good time rock and roll, all that stuff that's, you know, do, you know, Mustang Sally, all that stuff that you love that reminds you of great party stuff. So we've got it for you.
For sure, there's going to be that one song from Animal House.
Yes.
That one song from Animal House where, you know.
You say you want to shout.
Shout. Shout.
Yeah. We may have to do that two or three times. Just because.
And then we can play Dead Bug.
Dead Bug.
Hey, every time you do that one, they can take a shot.
Oh.
And then we need more games. That's
and the
yeah,
Dead Bug
be
where
fun.
You fall on the floor and your arms and your legs are in the air.
Apparently you've seen this movie.
Apparently I've done that.
I didn't see this movie.
You haven't seen the movie?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how could you even say anything without seeing the movie?
Frat party.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That
this
I know.
This is you know, guitars being busted. I mean, it is great. You know, anyway, you
that's
need to
why
see
we added the gods and goddesses.
Gods and goddesses, yeah.
Tone it a little bit
yeah.
down.
Yeah, well, okay.
No bashing.
They'll be right in there.
Right.
Okay. All right. I have to ask, where's the, you know.
The casino.
Yes.
So we are, probably the same report I gave last time. I call it the pretty picture phase. We have the pretty pictures, but now we're putting the umph behind the pretty pictures. So we are working on, finalizing what the final product's going to look like. It looks, you know, we'll probably be building in stages. So, you know, what does that first stage look like? Once the architectural renderings are complete, then we'll be putting those out to bid for construction groups to bid on.
Okay. And you want to use as much local as you possibly can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If it's possible, yep.
I have 1,000 jobs.
Yeah.
There
yep.
On this. And you're going through all the paperwork still and all that.
Yeah. So we're working with the architect right now to finalize what our project's going to look like, and then we'll go out to bid.
Okay. And it will be in by stages.
Yes. So most likely it'll be by stages. Mm-hmm. The casino will be built first.
Okay.
Yeah, we need the casino built first, and then, you know, then you'll look at the resort hotel.
Okay, then the resort hotel after that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we are moving. Despite what anybody might think, we are moving. I know we put a cement pad around our flagpole and getting calls again. Are you guys ready? Are you moving? Is it going? So I get those calls daily. And
this isn't going to be finished next year, by the way.
No.
So we're looking at it down the line.
Yes.
I also think the community appreciates the Reading Rancheria. If over break we had the Best of the North State.
Yes.
And congratulations.
We
yes.
had several awards. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center received Best Family Practice.
Yay.
Reading Rancheria, Best Place to Work.
Yay.
Whenever yeah. Resort and Casino, Best 101 to 500 Employees, Best Casino, and Best Event Venue. And then Sundial had Best Cannabis Dispensary. So community has spoken. Good job.
Yay.
And once we have the new casino, we'll have an even better event space. So
yes.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing is with the new casino, I mean, we're talking about some major acts rolling through here,
I'm sure. Yep.
And great. Well, we've about run out of time here.
And before we say congratulations on Friday, we'll see you there at
thank
the
you. It was very honored, very humble.
Equity, yes. It's going to be, of course, at Wind River, at this United Way of Northern California. Your grand honoree is Tracy Edwards,
yeah,
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Thank you for being here today. We look forward to honoring you Friday night.
Thank you so much.
The last thoughts. Miranda?
Last thoughts. There's so much going on. It's hard to just narrow it down to one. But I think we're just excited for this year. Last year, so many big things happened for Reading Rancheria. And, you know, we are still chugging forward. We're still working hard on all those projects. Sometimes it feels like there's so much going on, but it's so much good for the tribe, that we're just excited to continue to power forward.
Okay. Maria.
Hey, actually, I'm looking forward to the rodeo night. Kicking it off with Reading Rancheria.
We've got to talk about all that. Yeah.
You know, I think when Maria's talking about all of the best of the best we've won, I have to shout out our employees. We're about 900 strong, and you know, they can choose to work wherever they want to work. And so I'm very humbled when somebody chooses to work for my tribe. And I just want to shout out to all of our employees in the community, all 900 strong. Thank you all very much for making our tribe, I call it the best little tribe in the world.
Mm. Well, thank you very much, Reading Rancheria, and everybody. Have a great day. God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.